This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. As I always say, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Right? So no way we win this thing. Yeah, gotta get your information straight. Once you do that, this is a slam dunk. It's easy to do. But when you're fighting narratives, when you're fighting or engaging in conversations and you don't have all the information, you're doing it to yourself. And you know what it is? Not stupid. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, Governor Newsom, he just never ceases to amaze. And I don't even mean that. I don't even mean that in a positive way. You know that. Just when you think he can't top himself, he keeps topping himself. Right? Just like with the whole thing with electric cars. I mean, could he not have looked at the forecast and saw that they were calling for massive storms, you know, later on in the week? Storms that could have kept us from getting the electricity we needed. Or they cannot, maybe they can't think that far. Hey, look, I don't work with them. I don't know. Right? Some experts are saying, based on what Newsom has led them to believe, that the fast food industry is going to go from like 21, 23, 25 cents for a bag of fries. No, listen to me. More for some of these meals quickly. Now, wait a minute. See, that's not 25 cents. That's $2.50 for a Happy Meal. Higher. Wow. Sometimes it's hard to read the screen. Anyhow, and again, will you pay? We'll do it anyway. We're so programmed, we'll do it anyhow. I shouldn't even ask the question. I'm just going to say, would you pay $22 for a hamburger? Actually, yeah, you would. You've already kind of done it. You've already shown that you'll do it. Right? And Joey B's out there on the tour on how great he is. So you have this is not stopping. I'm getting inundated with this stuff now. Now you got the cities weighing in on how you would grade Gavin Newsom. Now, San Francisco, God forgive me, to a degree, has turned into a toilet hole. People in San Francisco graded California Governor Gavin Newsom with a D minus, said one man. Gavin Newsom was all about himself. But another San Francisco local gave the California Democrat an A. What for? I like his policies about reaching to the climate crisis. I mean, that's it. Is that all that matters? I mean, really? And Newsom recently received a 53% approval rating from a Berkeley Institute. And again, the Democrats also pushed state lawmakers to take up the greatest action on climate change. They're all stuck on climate change without any real numbers or really knowing what they're proposing, what it will do or not do. You know, seriously. Newsom signed legislation in June to protect those in California from civil liability for providing, aiding, or receiving abortion care in the state. And they think this is wonderful. This is great. By the way, I don't know if you heard the story about Gavin Newsom's in-laws making contributions to DeSantis. You know, they left the state. They couldn't stand it here anymore. His in-laws. Many who applauded Newsom's performance praised his handling of COVID-19. The governor was the first to impose a statewide lockdown. So they were happy to impose a lockdown. That's why they're for him. Because the Republicans don't believe it was real, right? Which is not true. I'm just saying that's what they say. I mean, going out for a hamburger is going to be like going out for a steak here soon. In California, anyway. Very expensive. And I'm not so sure you're going to be able to get steak anymore. That'll be it for us. We'll have to move. One lady said, I did a great job during the pandemic. Another man who gave the governor a B told a news source, I think it's early on in the pandemic, he was definitely on top of everything. Now, one San Francisco man still feels that Newsom had room to improve. Everybody has room to improve. And all this work that they're doing towards the global climate, cooling, warming, something challenge, how's that working out at 114 degrees? Now, on top of, I mean, people are going, what are you doing, Joe? Why are you making fun of it? It's really serious. It's real. We called this 15, 20 years ago. Not even calling it for 60 years, really. I mean, I talked about an article a while back where, you know, again, it's this global cooling, climate warming, whatever it is. It's been cycles that have been going on forever. And just because you were alive for it doesn't mean it didn't happen. In the summer of 1954, in Pittsburgh, Kansas, in Pittsburgh, Kansas, it hung out at 122 degrees for a couple of days. What happened? Where was the alarm then? Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up in a few minutes.
On gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance.
insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate before going into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. The way you do that, the way you make a difference, is you get informed. Once you get informed, you can figure just about anything out. I want to welcome again. Always love having him on the show. Tom Del Vaccaro joins me, as he does from time to time. And, you know, Tom was the chairman of the California Republican Party. That was a long time ago. I may start dropping that from you because it's one of those titles that I'd want to get out from under if I was you.
I also played outfield in Little League.
Yeah. Okay. All right. You got me on that one. Okay. You
know. I have better memories of that.
Yeah. I'm sure. I'm sure you do. Oh, my God. I mean, listen, what about you and I restart the Whig Party? What do you think? At least they had guts.
No, they didn't have guts. They wouldn't push to get rid of slavery. That's why they fell by the wayside.
Oh, okay.
Take guts. Parties take vision and a plan. Other than that, the California... No. I won't say that.
No. Listen, this, you know, I always beat on the Republican Party, and you kind of giggle along with me, but I got to tell you something. Have you noticed that the Republican Party as a whole has been screaming about this, you know, the abortion issue for years, right? The sanctity of life, the sanctity of this, and all this other stuff. And all of a sudden, they got the win. We're coming into the stretch here. Of the midterms, start looking at their websites. Where's the screaming? Where's the? They seem to kind of have backed away a bit. Give me some insight.
Well, last week I think I published at Newsweek talking about that. The finishing line was: if you want someone to follow you, you should tell them where you're going. And the Republicans nationally and in this state do not say, we have an alternative vision, here's what it is, and here's how we plan to make things better for you. At every level. You could do it at any level you want it. They have no such plan. And, you know, they're waiting, instead of motivating, they're waiting out the Democrats. And that is that's not a good way to go about things. And so that's what we're facing right now in this state and in this country is a Republican Party that will not give a plan of action. And that means they may not win the Senate.
Ooh, don't do that to me.
Which is a remarkable thing to listen to when you consider they only have to pick up one seat.
I know, right? I mean, but part of, look at, what was it? The last number we saw is 82% of Americans want some form of restriction on abortion. Okay? Some form. Now, many don't believe that you should be allowed to have an abortion after the baby's viable. 21 weeks, 22 weeks, somewhere in there. The Republicans could run on saying that, you know, the Dems are out of touch. Here's a large portion of America believes this, and that's what we're for, if you would. So, some kind of affirmation of this. They're not going to do it, though.
Well, they could. The vast majority of Americans, when they find out about student loans, are against that too. You don't see them doing anything about that.
Nope.
Why aren't they running on elect us and we'll repeal Biden's 87,000 IRS agents?
Oh, that would be... I'd vote for him for that alone.
That should... How is that not a no-brainer? I don't get it. But look, historically, presidents who win, the vast, vast majority of the time, say, the winner says, this is what I want to do. But in the midterm election, they lose because they don't say what they want to do. Why is it that in one election, it works to say what you want to do, but in the other election, you just refuse to do it? Now, of course, in 1994, Newt said, this is what we're going to do. And it worked.
Yep.
Why is it the mentality that, in the midterm, just wait out the other people? Well, that's not when you're in such a divided era where there isn't this voting across party lines. That's not viable. When the country was less divided, it was more viable to wait out the other side. It's not viable anymore. You have to pick up the independents. You have to give vision.
Yeah. Yes. And you do have to pick up the independents. I tell people that when I'm working on school board, water board, city council races all the time, it's like, you can't depend on your own. I mean, we don't come out to vote. I mean, what was it, the last primary, only 30% of Republicans came out to vote? That's pathetic.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. But the thing about this is both of these things can come together. The your base wants to know you're going to do something if you win. Independents, many of whom don't like party politics or think government's broken or dislike politicians, They want to hear, oh, if you vote for us, we will pass X, Y, or Z. They want to see something work. So you can kill two birds with one stone, or better said, attract voters by doing what? Saying, here's our plan.
Yeah, I think that's where you hit on it earlier. That's where Newt had it right. He put it in writing. They said, here's what we're going to do. Here's why we're going to do it. You vote for us, we'll implement this.
Exactly. And they weren't radical things.
No.
They were a series of things that he said, this is, you know, in 100 days, we'll vote on this. I'm not sure it was 100 days, but it was basically that was the, we will vote on this. They didn't say, you know, we will guarantee anything. And it worked.
Yep.
What, you know, 433 Republicans campaigned on it. Two did not in running for Congress. But the point is that it worked and it broke a 38-year stranglehold by the Democrats on the House. Now, why aren't Republicans willing to do this now? It's entirely interesting, by the way, that a story came out this week that Nancy Pelosi is looking the ambassador to Italy. Oh, my Lord.
Oh, my sweet Jesus. Please, no.
because she's obviously expecting they're going to lose. But the Senate is, I do agree with Mitch McConnell, that the Senate is different than the House. The Senate involves entire states. But, Mitch, there are more reliably red states than blue states, right? Because there's a lot more smaller red states. And since the Senate is comprised of what? Two from each state, the 23 or 4 red states, you should be able to help control the Senate all the time.
All right. When we come back, I want to talk about the Green Deal in California and really why they can't see the reality of the numbers. Be back in a few minutes, people.
Well, hurry up because my phone will be dead because I can't charge it.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Police in Memphis, Tennessee said Tuesday a body found during a search the day before is a woman abducted and forced into an SUV during an early morning jog. Investigators identified the body of 34-year-old Eliza Fletcher, a teacher and granddaughter of a prominent Memphis businessman. 38-year-old Cleotha Abston has been arrested and charged with first-degree murder. Electronic cigarette maker Juul Labs will pay nearly $440 million to settle a multi-state investigation into its vaping products. Connecticut announced the deal Tuesday on behalf of the 33 states plus Puerto Rico. And in upwards of 17 other states are potentially adopting California's aggressive green policy that would ban the sale of gas-powered vehicles by 2035. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Exactly the kind of mental health counselor I would need. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. Let me just bring him back on because he's not going to be able to stay quiet through this. Tom DelBacaro joins me, as he does from time to time. He's an author of The Divided Era, How We Got Here, and The Keys to America's Reconciliation. I would have to disagree with you today. There ain't no reconciliation coming, dude. Not unless we have another civil war at this point. But I'll leave the other part of that out. I'll also appreciate the time that you're spending with me as well.
Well, thank you.
All right.
But you better hurry before they turn the lights out on us.
I'll cut the internet. Well, listen, you live in North Venezuela like I do, right? I mean, we don't know if we're going to keep power. We don't know. Didn't you find it totally amusing? And the guy is either a total Nimrod or he just really didn't think about what he was saying. When Governor Newsom came out and said, you know, we're going to be all electric, we're getting rid of electric.
Because he can get away with it. He knew what he was doing. It doesn't matter. The socialist doesn't have to deliver. He has to pontificate. Listen, if you think about what lies ahead here, you know, they passed a $300 billion budget. You had Brad Dacus on talking about some of the crazy social justice laws that they passed. How can there be social justice without water? How is there social justice without effective education? How is there social justice without jobs for the poor and the middle class? There's no social justice if you're stuck on government programs. You can't advance. You can't control your own life.
That's right.
So just take the idiocy of the McDonald's law, where they're going to decide the wages of fast food restaurants. Now, several years back, Andy Pusder, who was the head of the Carl's Jr. companies, decided that Carl's Jr. was no longer going to invest in California or put in new franchises because the state was going too far south. Well, what's going to happen now?
So
let's talk about briefly about the economics of it. When you, the average owner of a franchise doesn't also own the land. So he's stuck with a level of rent he can't control. He's right. Stuck with food prices to buy, acquire food, which he can't control. He's stuck with energy costs, which he can't control, all of which are rising. And more often than not, he or she is stuck with debt service, whether it's on the equipment in the restaurant or SBA loans or however you look at it, and they are mortgaged to the hilt. So now the state's going to come along and say that you have to pay, these people deserve X amount of dollars. Throughout all of history, if you look at the development of the American civilization, one of the reasons why we had a surplus of labor, and that's why farm mechanization took so long to happen, because we had so many bodies farming. 90% of Americans were in the farming industry as late as the 1800s. My point is that when labor becomes pricey, mechanization jumps forward, always and everywhere in history. The more something costs, the less of it you get. So the more you can control the amount of labor you have, so what do? You get these fast food places with kiosks. And so the best way to cause unemployment is to overprice labor through government fiat. The unemployment rate has always, everywhere in the United States, risen after increases in the minimum wage. So these restaurants are either going to leave or they're going to lay off people. They're not going to expand here because they can make more money in Florida or Texas. But okay, well, is it going to stop with McDonald's? What's next? What's the next industry that the social justice warriors in Sacramento think are underpaying people?
Tom, but don't go over the part of this that's kind of obvious here, and some people may not be thinking about, which is they're coming into your business like a communist regime would do, and they're saying, okay, you're going to do this for your workers. You're going to only allow them to work this many hours. This is going to be the work conditions. This is what you're going to pay them, and we don't care that it's
It should be the new understanding of socialism, and I've been making this argument for several years. Historically, socialism has been where the state owned the salt mines or the means of production. But if the state regulates you to the point where you have to do everything they want, and by the way, government spending is a huge percentage of the economy, which in America it's above 44% now, then you've effectively become socialist. And look, they are starting to own some of the salt mines in California. They want to do their own insulin. They want to have their own bank. They want to have their own retirement fund. On and on and on. So that's where we are. And it's only going to get worse. And that's why all these big corporations are leaving the state, because they don't want to be here when the bill comes due for any of this.
Tom, remember when they go back to the days when the legislature passed laws that said you had to have a percentage of females on your executive board. You have to have a percentage of people of color on your executive boards. They were dictating at that level who could be and who couldn't be on your board.
And it's going to keep happening. And it's going to keep happening, which is why the middle class is being gutted here, because people are going to other states for jobs. Yep. So you're either, as Joel Kotkin said, the brilliant demographer, former Democrat, there's either rich people, union people, or those too poor to leave the state.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Listen, as a kind of a giggle, you were talking about the kiosk going in at McDonald's and other places. I went into a local McDonald's a couple of months ago, went inside. You really don't go inside that often when you go through the drive-thru. So I went inside, and the kiosk looked like an iPhone, a giant iPhone. And I said, this is totally by design, because, you know, people know how to use their iPhone, so you're not afraid to walk up and start using the kiosk. I thought it was genius, frankly.
Yes, and they're going to reduce workers as much as they can because yep. California's workers' comp laws are out of control. Employment. You know, I represent small businesses, employers all the time, and they get attacked on wage and hour laws. They can't, there's no way for them to even know exactly what the current version is or to keep up with it. So they lose out. The less employees, the better in their mind because the Sacramento has made them so expensive. So yep. that's going on too. I mean, there's really no end to this.
No. So one of my listeners, they sent me this line that said, you know, think about where our education system has gone. In 100 years, we've gone from teaching our kids Latin and Greek in high school to teaching remedial English in college.
Yeah, 100%.
I thought that was a great line. I'm going, well, you're not kidding. And I remember what was expected of us, you know, back in the old days of the 70s.
And then we shut everything down for COVID, and it got dramatically worse overnight.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard the number, but when it comes to ninth graders and 10th graders, these kids are reading at a level, they're working at a level they're actually 2 years plus behind here in California. Look,
yeah,
we went from having the top 10 schools in the country, maybe even the top five. We're now down at 42 when it comes to general ed in this country.
And we need to have good people run for a school board, which is why my PAC, carevival.com, if you're listening to my voice, carevival.com, make a donation. We made a donation, our PAC, to his truly, Joe Messina, because he's trying to do the right thing.
Yeah, but this is what I keep telling people. You have to. You know, you complain about the way the schools are. You complain about the way these city councils are. Then you give money, you donate money to PACs like yours so that, you know, guys like me, and not just me, there are other good people out there running for office. Look, nobody runs for free. You don't go to the post office and say, hey, I'm a really good guy. Would you mail these 40,000 mailers for me for nothing? Look at you and laugh.
Yeah,
it costs
right.
money. Thousands of dollars, you know. And now it's even harder because where everybody gets a mail-in ballot, not like it used to be. So you got to be a little more diligent. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Tom Del Beccaro will be with me when we return.
Trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get or due to eating an unhealthy diet or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe McFeeb, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. You know, you got to be a real Italian to understand all of this, but you heard that intro, and... I mean, Tom, you had a few sisters, didn't you?
Four.
So, I mean, it's nothing here.
I had five mothers.
I believe it.
And then I had three older brothers. I was the sixth child. You know, let me tell you something about being the sixth child. They don't tell you when hide and seek is over.
Yeah, but wait a minute. You were the baby, and you had all those girls above you, right?
Telling me what to do? Is that what's above
you? No, no. Just give me a break to a degree. I know what an Italian household is like.
No, that I translated that for you.
You know, little Tommy. They were going to take care of little Tommy. But no, seriously, I always tell when that piece plays, I always say, that could have been my house with my cousins in there on a Saturday morning. You know, where somebody's yelling at somebody and it's very loud.
Of course.
And 20 minutes later, nobody knew what they were yelling about. And it was over.
Yeah. So, they never knew where it started?
No, not at all.
My father had a saying that in the in our battles. He said, the first liar doesn't have a chance. And what he meant by that was that it would get so out of control that the first guy, you know, was nothing.
Yeah. God bless. All right. So back at it again. Tom Del Vaccaro joins me. He is the author of The Divided Era. How We Got Here, The Keys to America's Reconciliation, is available up on Amazon. And again, you'll see him all over the place. You know, Newsmax and other places. Check out politicalvanguard.com. And so, Tom, you know, we're kind of beating on California, but, you know, you see this countrywide. But I've got a couple more minutes with you. I want to jump out of California and go to Joey B's satanic speech this week. And
yeah, listen, socialists never run on policy. They run on fear. And this is from, you know, many moons ago. If you look at the Roman Emperor Diocletian in 300 A.D., he nationalized. He created wage and hour laws. He, prices. He nationalized literally the salt mines and others. Complex tax code. And when the capitalists complained, he said, literally, this is where it comes from. The barbarians were at the gate. So he said, you have to go along with this, else we face extinction. Look, the Nationalist Socialist Party of Germany, you might know it by a different name over time, started out complaining about the capitalists and who they were closely allied to, of course, the Jews. They don't run on, we're going to actually make your life better. They're going to say, you have to stop these other people or your life will get worse. That is what he was doing. It's as old as time. I have a piece coming out on this. But that's what he was doing. You have to be against MAGA. He doesn't mention what's actually facing the country. He says, these people are bad, so you have to be with me.
Yep. And that look and that nastiness. And, you know, people don't realize that the optics are set up. And you know, seeing those, I'm not just saying it because everybody else is, but having those Marines behind him. I mean, Independence Hall is white and green and bright, and you know, it has some power behind it.
And oh, by the way,
yes,
those that inhabited that and created our country were considered extremists by the English. Oh, they just want to stop the goodness that we're doing for you. So for him to stand in front of that and call the creators of freedom extremists is literally absurd and a complete insult to the George Washingtons, the Madisons, the Adams, John Hancock, Jefferson, all of them. It we could not be more insidious.
You know, Tom, I said this earlier. I'm saying guys like you and I, you're in this, you're paying attention, you're listening. Certain words will get your ears to perk up and that kind of stuff. And so I went to the actual declaration last week and I said, look, these guys back then were doing and dealing with the same thing we're doing right now. Government was out of control. The king, right?
We have much more government than they did. By far. The Stamp Act was a half-cent tax on certain transactions. And that's what drove Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death out of Patrick Henry, very underrated founder. So they started a war against the greatest power known to man, the English Army and Navy, so much less than what we put up today. We have become the proverbial frog in the boiling water.
Yeah, but people have been told that, you know, this is 2022, and we didn't have the same problems, and they were fighting for real freedom and liberty, and you've got that here. You know, I love when the Democrats always call us a democracy, right? We got to save the democracy. This is how they change the narrative, don't they?
Listen, at the time of 1775, 76, that period of time, you could live in western Tennessee and not run into government at all. Literally, at all.
Wouldn't that be nice?
So for someone to say that they had it better or that they there wasn't, you know, blah, 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 they don't know what the hell they're talking about. In fact, at the time of the signing of the Constitution, the people of western Pennsylvania, where is Independence Hall in eastern Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. the people of western Pennsylvania hardly knew what was going on. So it's completely false to say that, oh, that they had to do it back then. Not at all. They just... The ideal that they created and the fortitude that they had, right? I mean, think of how America was started. Jamestown was started, and of the 107, I believe, that were there, 38 survived the first winter.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
And then they went on to start a process. Look at the Mayflower. They 2 months in 5-foot-high cargo holds. They got there. Most of them died as well that first winter. Do you think an American would put up with that today? But I tell you, there was a lot of fortitude in our founders and the people who lived there because they fought the Indian Wars and they had strength.
No, I totally agree with you.
They can't even
get a
kid to make his bed. But eight-year-old kids back then were bound out to tradesmen to teach them, and then they would come home and work in the fields.
Oh, they would work. I mean, they would actually work, right? That's the other thing too. You know, you hear people will say, you know, our founding fathers and what have you, they had businesses, they had this, they had that. They were only 17 years old. I said, well, look at. First of all, they died at 35. Some of them, you know, I mean, it was you didn't live to 90s like you do today. And number two was they were better educated than we are. They were much better. I guarantee that our kids in high school couldn't pass a seventh grade test from those days.
Well, they didn't do quite the same amount of math, but overall, or science, but overall, look, there was no such thing. You worked as a kid. Are you kidding? And you worked hard.
Yep.
And so you value things like, you know, the fact that you got an education because you worked to get it, not because you had a forgivable student loan.
Yeah. Well, you heard that Newsom was going to do the same thing. Right?
He was going to help out as well.
And you're going, my God, come on. Seriously?
This is what socialists do.
Yeah. What are the chances? When do you see California back in play? Now, I know your crystal ball doesn't work, but whatever. When do you see California, in play at all?
It's got to bottom out. Look, Michigan.
What do you mean by bottom out?
It's got to get so bad here that people become that angry over what's going on. And, you know, that happened in Michigan, like I said. It happened in Pennsylvania. You know, Pennsylvania was all union. The harder struggle here is that as the public employee unions, Michigan didn't have those public employee unions. So it's a while. I know we got to run. I hope to be back soon. Always enjoyed being on the show. Come over for some Alfredo when we can talk, all right?
And some cannolis. If you don't have cannolis, I'm not
there
coming
you go.
Anyway.
I have cannolis in my refrigerator.
Right now. They're not for me. But all right, Tom, have a great week. Be safe, and have you back on soon.
All right, talk to you.
All right, bye. Tom Del Beccaro, I mean, seriously, the guy has been in California politics forever. He really has a solid handle on what's going on here. Joe Mancini, your host. A lot more coming up after the break. You're stuck with me for the next hour. I think that's a good thing. I don't know. We'll find out. Be back in a little bit. You're listening to the Joe Mancini Show.